Picture this. It's the summer of 2026, and a single morning's news cycle contains a downed American fighter pilot describing Iranian drone swarms moving like jellyfish. A Supreme Court issuing 4 consecutive 6-3 rulings, Masayoshi Son calling anyone who doubts AI a blasphemer, and a new book revealing that Elon Musk was sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom while Melania Trump was trying to get him out. Welcome to Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is the Intelligix Daily News Briefing.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have an exceptionally dense news day, and I want to give you a real sense of what we're walking into together. On the geopolitical front, Ukraine-Russia peace talks have hit a wall. Putin is insisting on his Istanbul terms. The U.S. is warning Moscow that time isn't on their side. And Lavrov is now invoking the Russia-Belarus Mutual Defense Treaty after Zelensky threatened to strike drone guidance stations on Belarusian soil. Meanwhile, the U.S., Iran nuclear deal signed just days ago, is already fraying. Tehran says nuclear inspections were never even discussed, while Trump insists Iran agreed to inspections long into the future.
On the domestic political side, we have the Supreme Court dropping 4 conservative rulings in a single session. Trump admitting he personally called a federal prosecutor to intervene in a California gubernatorial primary, which is drawing serious DOJ independence concerns, and Marjorie Taylor Greene joining Tucker Carlson in publicly breaking from the Republican Party. There's also a fascinating new poll from Pew Research showing that not a single country among the 36 surveyed views Trump more favorably than they did a year ago, with global confidence in his leadership sitting at just 23%.
In the technology and AI space, Anthropic's Mythos AI system has been confirmed by a government official to have found genuine flaws in classified U.S. defense infrastructure, which raises urgent questions about AI's role in national security. OpenAI is testing a bidirectional voice model called GPT-Buddy1 that can listen and speak simultaneously. Cursor, the AI coding assistant, is now valued at $60 billion, and its CEO built it largely by hiring through Discord. And AI stocks are getting punished on Wall Street as dot-com bubble comparisons intensify, even as SoftBank's Masayoshi Son is calling the skeptics blasphemers and targeting $6.2 trillion in AI investment.
On the business and market side, Qualcomm is in talks to design custom chips for ByteDance, a geopolitically loaded deal. NVIDIA's banned chips are now trading at roughly double the U.S. retail price on China's black market, and Alphabet is joining the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Treasury Secretary Bessent is calling inflation transient, even as the Fed has turned hawkish. And Morgan Stanley is capping withdrawals from its private credit fund after investors tried to pull 11.6% of shares last quarter.
We'll also dig into the military technology angle. The Army is testing software that shoots down drones from moving vehicles. North Korea just commissioned its largest warship ever, a 5,000-ton destroyer, and that F-15E pilot, who went down over Iran in April, has given a chilling account of coordinated drone swarms that are alarming U.S. intelligence. And we'll cover some stories that are easy to miss, but carry real weight. The EU hosting Taliban officials in Brussels for the very first time. The Emirates A380 wing crack emergency. Extreme heat killing 4 people at the Grand Canyon. And NASA's warning about a potentially historic El Nino.
That's a lot of ground to cover, and we are going to cover every bit of it with the depth it deserves. Let's get started.